A 1-2 punch has hit Chile. Do you think sharing the gospel with Muslims is pointless? And over 800 churches are reading the New Testament in just days. We'll tell you about that on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Chile is under a state of emergency following a massive April 1st earthquake and then fires 2 weeks later. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer tells us about the most recent damage assessment.
The fires are kind of declared out, and so really they're more into recovery and rebuilding right now. Not really an indication of how it started, but it destroyed almost 3,000 homes, 15 deaths, and probably about 13,000 now left without housing.
But the rush for emergency shelter is pressing.
It's going to be a little bit of a recovery to get everybody back into adequate housing, especially now that the rains will be starting here in a couple of weeks.
Chile's president's asking faith-based groups for help. Many were already on the ground using training from the 2010 quake disaster. Emotional trauma is also emerging.
Pray for those national believers that are responding, that they would find the right places to work, and that they would be bold in sharing their faith and the hope that's found in Jesus Christ.
Pray, give, or go. You can partner with BGR through a link at our website. Next, there's no reset button for the situation in Lebanon, where the 1 millionth Syrian refugee was registered earlier this month. The Southern Baptist International Mission Board reminds us that Christians are called to help, even in hopeless situations. But it isn't hopeless. IMB tells us Muslim refugees are more open than ever to the call of the gospel. They're urging the church to share in their sufferings through prayer. Visit our website to see what other ways you can be involved in spreading the hope of Christ. This is Mission Network News. Is sharing the gospel with Muslims a lost cause? Operation Mobilization's Julian Lindstone admits there are many challenges.
Muslim fundamentalism has been on the rise for the last 30, 40 years. That means there is a rise in persecution. And in some areas, there's a rise in martyrdom and a lot of difficulty.
But in the Middle East, God's kingdom is growing because Muslims are hearing the gospel.
In Azerbaijan, there are now thousands and thousands of Muslims who have come to faith in Jesus.
Read the full report and find ways to help at our website. As you go about your day, pray for OM's ministry in Muslim nations.
As the saints pray more, we see God work more. Please pray that God would give us boldness. Pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in dreams and visions and miracles.
Meanwhile, Jesus used parables or stories to share the truths of the gospel. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries is doing just that through a new outreach tool, anewstory.com. The ministry's founder, Ron Hutchcraft.
Anewstory.com is set up for the believer who's listening right now to be able to go to Jim at the desk next to him at work and have confidence he will not be turned off. And we'll be able to hear the gospel in words he can understand, beginning with needs that Jim probably cares about.
It's a website for lost people. 150,000 people go into eternity each day, and time's running out. This new website helps with that urgency.
The technology explosion is what has enabled the 2,000-year-old prediction of Jesus to take place. The rapid explosion of sin, the rapid explosion of gospel. And it is technology that I believe is the medium that is fulfilling that prediction.
Share anewstory.com with friends or by supporting their work through links at missionnetworknews.org. And over 800 churches are accepting the challenge to read the New Testament in 8 weeks. Beginning with the Wesleyan Church and spreading to other denominations, Biblica's Community Bible Experience is giving churches the opportunity to grow together in wisdom and knowledge. Most churches are seeing 80 to 100% participation in the challenge. Reading the Bible together as a church is transforming and encouraging many families and individuals. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. How do you get children to understand the needs around the world and have a missions heart? Vision Beyond Borders has created a 15-day children's prayer guide designed specifically for kids to pray for kids. Get a free copy for a young person in your life by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.